Andrew Fastow, the former chief financial officer at Enron, is free on a $5 million bond today after being charged with fraud in the company's collapse. When Fastow arrived at the federal courthouse in Houston yesterday, he wore a gray suit, a red tie, and handcuffs. Fastow is the latest corporate executive forced to accessorize his business attire with metal bracelets, courtesy of law enforcement. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
It's called the Perp Walk, a staple of local television news in which shame-faced, sometimes shackled suspects are marched before the cameras. It was once reserved for accused murderers and rapists. But Josh Marquis, who's the director of the National District Attorneys Association, says Rudolph Giuliani brought the perp walk into the boardroom while prosecuting insider trading as U.S. attorney in Manhattan.
He made it a point of shaming these white-collar criminals by dragging them out of their offices in handcuffs in front of the cameras. The theory, and I think there's some merit to it, is that shame plays really an important part in our criminal system maybe we've forgotten about.
But criminal defense attorneys say the perp walk is an unnecessary humiliation for white-collar suspects like Fastow, who surrendered voluntarily to the FBI. Attorney Charles Roystacker says the handcuffs serve no purpose other than to let the government look tough.
This is not a gunfight at the OK Corral where they need to neutralize violence. There's absolutely no reason for it.
New York City's police department stopped staging perp walks a few years ago after a federal judge ruled they had no legitimate law enforcement purpose. Even journalists have asked whether it's fair to show suspects in a light that, as one columnist put it, would make even Mother Teresa look suspicious. Bob Steele directs the ethics program at the Poynter Institute for Journalists.
We should not be in the business of painting scarlet letters on people's foreheads. Certainly not in the stage in which an individual is only accused.
Still, the investing public seems to like it. Prosecutor Marquis says if perp walks are good enough for accused street criminals, they're good enough for suspected corporate crooks.
A crime is a crime. Now, these people are not convicted yet, but they are accused of it as surely as the person who, you know, is poor and is arrested for burglary or car theft.
White-collar perp walks may be losing their punch, though. The stock market rallied in July when Adelphia founder John Regas was hauled off in handcuffs. Yesterday, when it was Fastow's turn, the Dow Jones slumped by a little more than 2%. Scott Horsley, NPR News.